Point of the show, where honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice. On this day, Police Memorial Week, we have four here from Pennsylvania. We're going to start off with Game Commission Officer Robert Earl Zimmerman, Pennsylvania Game Commission in 1957. He died when his department-issued station wagon collided with a tractor trailer on Route 11 in Danville. He was reporting to the 44th Divisional Office when the crash occurred. He was a U.S. Army veteran of World War II, served with the Pennsylvania Game Commission for only 2 months, was survived by his wife and daughter. Patrolman Michael E. Ford, Midland Borough Police Department in 1917, was shot four times and killed when he attempted to arrest a man for carrying a concealed weapon. Suspect ran, and when ordered to stop, he turned and opened fire. Suspect was arrested and convicted of voluntary manslaughter and sentenced to prison. He was pardoned by Governor Gifford Pinchot in February of 1926. Lieutenant Frank M. Stern, Johnstown Police Department, Pennsylvania, 1916, died as a result of a stroke suffered 5 weeks earlier while chasing several suspects. He was walking his beat in Old Borough section of the city when he noticed a group of boys at the Adams Street School. Boys began to run, and Lieutenant Stern chased after them and over a wall. As he jumped over the wall, he suffered the stroke. He remained unconscious until his death 5 weeks later. And Police Officer John W. Lyons, Philadelphia Police Department in 1910, died after contracting smallpox while assigned to a quarantine duty at the Bridesburg Police Station in 3rd Avenue and Fairmont Avenue. Officers from a station were assigned to quarantine duty to prevent infected passengers from disembarking from a steamer that arrived in the city. Officer Lyons contracted the disease and was admitted to the municipal hospital on May 1st, 1910. He died as a result of smallpox on May 13th, 1910. And those are our four from here in Pennsylvania. Again, this is Police Memorial Week down in Washington, D.C. It's a accumulation of events throughout the week in our nation's capital. There are tours of the Pentagon, the White House, places for police officers from around the nation, police officers from around the world show up to Washington, D.C. They will have the candlelight vigil on the National Mall. Hopefully the weather is – it is raining down there as well. I know some friends and brother and sisters in law enforcement who are down there for the week, for the week's event. The families of the fallen officers whose names will be etched in the granite walls of the police memorial are all down there. They will be there for the unveiling of the names. They have the bike tour that goes from all over the nation to Washington, D.C. And you'll have the attorney general and the director of the FBI usually speaks at the ceremony at the National Mall when that takes place. So, again, National Peace Officers Memorial Week this week in Washington, D.C., with the 15th being the Memorial Day. So if you see your members of law enforcement out there, thank them for what they do, especially this week when they're thinking. Because I read these names each and every day, and they're from our area. They're from all around Pennsylvania. But last year we lost almost 140 officers. So far this year, I believe we're at 35 for the year. And that number, unfortunately, continues to grow as the year moves on. And each day we have several names from here in Pennsylvania. I believe there is about 1,400 altogether in Pennsylvania throughout history that have made the ultimate sacrifice.